Morning Devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is April the 22nd, 2021. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, that's the song that came to mind yesterday as I walked out the door. Dogwood winter is upon us. Day before yesterday, the warmth of spring filled the air. Yesterday morning, it snowed. Welcome to springtime. Well, yesterday I listened to a podcast by a couple of friends of mine. They were discussing the inspiration for sermons. They were talking about someone who said they had a dream and had to get up in the middle of the night and write down their thoughts, and that was their sermon. That discussion involved a discussion of the inspiration of scriptures, and that today is going to lead to our thought for our daily devotion. They were discussing Paul's instruction to Timothy, found in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 15 and 16. I know these are probably well-known scriptures for most of us, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so as we think about that, Paul's encouraging Timothy to continue in the things which he has learned. He highlights Timothy's knowledge of the Holy Scriptures. These Holy Scriptures were able to make him wise unto salvation. They give him faith, and they thoroughly furnish him unto all good works. And so as you think about that, we think about which scripture Paul was referring to when he encouraged Timothy to continue in the scripture that he has learned. You know, he's referring to the Old Testament, what we know as the Old Testament. When Timothy was taught the scriptures by his mother and his grandmother, it wasn't the Old Testament, it was the only Testament. It was the present Testament. There was no such thing as a New Testament. The New Testament was just being written. As a matter of fact, this letter that Paul is sending to Timothy, we now know, has become a part of the Holy Scripture. And so what we would call the Old Testament to Timothy was fresh and new and needed. So what are the thoughts which we can gather from Paul's instructions to Timothy? We can ascertain that the Old Testament is sufficient to teach salvation. The Old Testament is sufficient to instruct us in holy living. Also, we can learn all we need to know about serving the Lord in the Old Testament scriptures. You be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Knowing this, knowing that the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, is sufficient for us to know what we need to know. What are your thoughts about the Old Testament? Do you think they are not relevant? Do you think they should not be studied? Do you think they can be skipped over? You know, we need to understand the importance of the Old Testament in our spiritual walk. If we're going to walk with Christ, we want to walk according to the scriptures, which were scripture to him, which was the Old Testament. We need to understand their value in our overall spiritual development. They are not antiquated, outdated, and no longer needed. They are inspired, profitable, and of course needed. They bring us to faith. Paul encouraged Timothy to continue in the scriptures. They made him wise unto salvation. As he continued in them, they would make him mature. Is your desire to be a mature Christian? Maybe you should give more thought to the Old Testament. Maybe what you are lacking is a foundation in the beginning teachings. And as I thought about that, as I was preparing this devotion, I thought about how we learn an advanced concept like calculus. And would we want to study calculus without first learning the foundational principles of math? Also, when it comes to learning calculus, why is it divided into different levels? Why does someone study Calc 1, then Calc 2, then Calc 3, then Calc 4? Calculus is needs to be studied in levels. You have to learn the first principles before you can learn the advanced principles. And the same is true for our study of Scripture. Maybe our understanding of God's work would be more complete if we gave more attention to the beginning. Today, remember the importance of the Old Testament. Remember, the Old Testament are wise scriptures. Remember the wealth of teaching which is at your disposal to make you perfect and thoroughly furnished unto every good work, to build you up in the most holy faith. You see, it made us wise, made them wise to salvation through faith, which is in Christ. So build your faith by building your understanding of the Old Testament scriptures. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for giving us your word. Lord, thank you for giving us your spirit, which leads us according to your word. Help us to see today the need of following all of your words so that we may be able to follow you maturely. We thank you for Jesus. He is the inspiration of our following. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.